Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, November 13th through Thursday, November 19th, 2020. November 13th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not be discouraged in your prayer efforts. You do not see what changes are taking place in hearts. The best prayer is to pray that evil is exposed by the light of the Holy Spirit and that righteousness is acted upon. Each soul has a unique relationship with me. None are like any other. Do not develop a copycat spirit trying to mimic someone else in their spirituality. That would be a waste of time. I desire a close, loving relationship with each soul I create, each one different than the other. Once we have a good relationship, I can guide you easily along the path of righteousness. Be careful not to take pride in how I act in your heart. Spiritual pride is a downfall. When you are shown evil in someone else's heart, pray that the person is given self-knowledge. The world cannot change until hearts change. November 14th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the one world order lays bare the path for the Antichrist. The lawless one desires the singular leadership of all people and every nation in order to lead every soul to his perdition. Do not lose track of your national pride. Do not favor the loss of your borders. Without borders, you lose America. Take pride in the safety of law and order, without which you have anarchy. Show respect for one another by leading a law-abiding life. Pay attention as to where liberalism, progressivism, is trying to lead you. Renew your pride in America as a free nation under God, while there is still time. I speak here today in an effort to break through the fog of liberalism that is settling upon the heart of the world. Have the courage to stand together in righteousness through prayer. This is the path of victory. The hope of the future of the world is through this prayer effort, which will lead to a God-fearing victory. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 16, 17 through 18. I appeal to you, brethren, to take note of those who create dissensions and difficulties in opposition to the doctrine which you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by fair and flattering words, they deceive the hearts of the simple-minded. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 14th, 2020. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus. My daughter, the enemy of your freedoms, the liberalists, are trying to destroy the patriotism in the hearts of all Americans. In so doing, they are hoping to open the door to the one world order. I am sending you an angel." She, Blessed Virgin Mary, now has an angel with her who has the U.S. flag across her chest from one shoulder to her waist. Our Lady says, "Her name is Glory. She is going to help to strengthen sincere patriotism in the heart of this nation." November 15th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, be vigilant as to your patriotism towards this country. Do not lose your patriotic feelings towards America in favor of a new world order. To lose your identity as a nation opens the doorway to unprecedented chaos and illicit loss of freedoms. Outside forces have stepped in to upset your election process. They essentially are the ones who voted in the candidate they control. The American people did not. That is why it is most important the election process be tightened up under law. There should not be mail-in ballots. The counting of ballots must be open to scrutiny. As patriots, you deserve an outcry as to what took place. But this is very difficult to accomplish when the mass media is controlled by these same outside forces. I come to encourage you in the process of accountability. Do not lose heart. My grace is on the side of truth." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 15th, 2020. Jesus comes as he appears in the Divine Mercy image. He says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Your nation has always been a strong refuge for the less fortunate people struggling under tyranny. Now it is being challenged, not by weapons of mass destruction, but by ideology. If this election is not cleaned up, your lives will be changed forever. Pray that righteousness is victorious." November 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, remain united in truth. Do not allow yourselves to be confused by the mainstream media. Dishonest factions have carried away your recent election results, but I warned you long ago that this would be a dishonest election. No matter the final results, each of you must make the decision to pray against the evil forces at work in your nation and in the world. Evil presents its agenda as unity in a one-world order. This sounds good, but in effect it is the groundwork for the rule of the Antichrist. Therefore, you must be wise enough to see the unfolding of Satan's agenda. The evil one does not want you to pray. He will use every means to oppose your prayer, including the closing of churches. Make your church first in your own heart, a place you can always retreat to. You face no persecution alone if you pray. Defend your freedoms with your prayers if they are under attack. Make of your hearts a chapel which you can retreat to at any time. When the truth is misrepresented by mass media, I will send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to the chapel of your heart. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 17th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the reason I gave you my commandments was to save your souls by keeping you on the pathway of salvation. Do not allow your hearts to stray from this path by any form of entertainment, politics, or mass media. Keep your dress code modest. Do not try to please people more than you please me. Avoid any semblance of hypocrisy in your hearts. Do not have a double standard, that is, to behave one way to please one group of people and another way to please someone else. Do not be silent about your Christian views. There are enough people who spout off on their skewed views of behavior. Never settle on political views contrary to my commandments. In all of this, remember, I am your Creator and the one to impress. I am pleased with those who live in such a way, for they live in the truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." November 18th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I am your God, creator of heaven and earth. I come once again as defender of the truth. Do not depend upon mass media anymore to receive the news. What you are listening to is propaganda. If need be, the time for truth to go underground may come. So be it. We are not there yet. Pray that your president does not concede, but uncovers the truth of his victory. Pray that this evil is temporary. Standing in the wings is a lineup of evil, ready to step into ill-gotten power. They have plans to trample the Constitution, leaving those who support the truth powerless. However, You hold the greatest weapon of all in your hearts when you pray. This weapon cannot be defeated by any technology or propaganda. There will always be my remnant, which I can count on to pray and to stand for the truth. I am telling you, this is the time in history when union in prayer is most important. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 19th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, these days everything that smacks of national pride is under attack by Satan and the leftists, who seek to destroy your national identity. This is their way of promoting the one world order. The celebration of Thanksgiving is their latest victim of attack. Thanksgiving harkens back to the founding of your country, when the pilgrims gathered to celebrate their God-given harvest. The leftists do not want people to gather in Thanksgiving for my provision, so they are using COVID as a reason not to draw together to celebrate this holiday. Do not be a victim of this latest campaign against national pride. Be thankful for my generosity to yourselves and your nation as a whole. I am watching over your country now more than ever during this time of confusion Satan has sown in hearts. Do not allow your opinions to be formed by leftist propaganda. With patriotic pride, celebrate Thanksgiving. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.